And good morning. Welcome back to Sunday Morning Magazine. Remember, more information about the show can always be found on our Facebook page. Like us, visit us, and follow us at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. You can hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at Rodney Lear on Air, or you can listen to us anytime you like. Just go to your favorite podcast app like Spotify or Podcast One and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. My next guest joins me here in the studio, Desiree Hosley. She's here this morning to talk about CoLab, A Queen's Liberation Story, a series of three workshops about women and sex. It's our pleasure to welcome Desiree Hosley to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning, Desiree. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Now, you are a poet. What was it that first drew you to poetry?
Wow. So for poetry, it started back in, me taking it serious was back in 2005 when I was at the University of Cincinnati. I met another poet and I was very intrigued in them on being on the mic. And so I was like, you know what? I could do that. So I started writing some poems down. And then I did my first feature that same year at the university for women's rights. And so I was like, okay, I think this is my calling.
Okay. And so how do you describe your poetry, your brand of poetry?
My brand of poetry is about self-love, body image, being supportive of women. The first big poem I ever did that people to this day, when they see me in the streets, they're like, hey, you do I Am Fat. That's the piece. And so I'm very known for that poem. But yeah, I'm about self-love. I'm all about empowering you as who you are and for yourself. So that's very huge for me.
Okay. And so you perform on stage.
Yes.
So what is it that you enjoy most about performing your own works on stage?
The love of being on stage really is something that's huge for me because I'm not a big talker. So being able to be, and that's how I got my name, the Silent Poet. I really don't talk too much when I'm out in public, but when I'm on stage, I feel so free and it's freeing. And I get to become one with myself. And most times I could be whoever I want to be on stage and no one can tell me like, oh, that's not Desiree. Like it's not, it's the Silent Poet. So you get to enjoy my words come to life and I can make anybody's words come to life. So that's the fun.
All right. So you're here this morning to talk about this workshop. It's a CoLab, A Queen's Liberation Story. Tell me about what that is. Tell me about that.
So Queen's Liberation evolved working with Queen's Village, Cincinnati, which is about empowering women to just rejuvenate, to relax, to enjoy just being Black women. And we wanted to create a play that was centered around Black women, Black and brown women, telling their stories about sex. So we wanted to make sure that everybody could understand not only about sex, but reproductive health and bridge that gap between Black women who are afraid to share their stories when it comes to being sexual. Also, just having that love for who you are.
Okay, so I have to say this. There's a million topics you could have talked about. Why did you choose sex?
Because as a Black woman, most women are afraid. Black women are afraid to have that conversation. It's not something that comes out very easily.
Okay, are you limited to Black women? Maybe it's something that all women are. Or what do you think?
It may be for all women, but particularly Black women are told not to have that conversation. And I can only speak for Black women because I am a Black woman. And after talking to several Black women through Queen's Village and just around, we don't share those stories enough. And I feel like our voices get overshadowed by everyone else's. So we get a chance to actually tell our story from our truth and what we've been through. And it comes directly from our mouth. So it's empowering to see. Because especially grandmothers, they don't have those conversations with their daughters. And as we learned over this whole year of having these conversations since January, a lot of like grandmothers, mothers alone, single mothers do not have this conversation about sex with their daughters. So we are like,
even in this day and age,
a lot of women have not had that conversation of what it means to be a woman alone. And it's as simple as asking someone, when was the first time you had a conversation about your period? And they're like, what? Like, you were told what to do and that was it. That was the end of the story. And we are able to open up that, I say Pandora's box. We're open to opening up that Pandora's box of like, okay, this is how my story went.
All right. In case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. More information about the show, more information about our guests can be found on our Facebook page. Like us, visit us, and follow us at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. You can also listen to the show anytime you like. Just head to your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. In the studio with me this morning, we're joined by Desiree Hosley. She is here this morning to talk about CoLab, a Queen's Liberation Story. It's a workshop about women and sex, right?
Yes, women and sex.
All right. So let's talk about this. Now, why do you believe that you talked about, women talking about sex, but they don't talk about reproductive health, right?
No, they don't. It's something that...
But is that something you should be having a conversation with other women about?
You would think. You would truly think. But that is something that people they shy away from, or they don't want to tell that story.
Okay.
And so being able to open up that conversation when it comes to Black women, Black children, having babies, especially in Cincinnati, we have the highest number of infant mortality rates in Cincinnati. But over the last couple of years, with Queens Village being a part of Cradle Cincinnati, they have opened those conversations. And so the number has went down. We have taught women how to be safe with babies in the cribs. We have had the conversation of how being healthy and relaxing and not overworking yourselves and self-care, how important it is to have those things in your life, especially while you're pregnant. And so this Queens Liberation, this story workshop is something that opens up a lot of stories that are held to themselves. You know, we are voiceless women. Sometimes we don't have those conversations out loud. And so being able to share their story, other women are like, oh, well, I need to tell my story because I have that same story. And I never heard anybody else with that story. And that's what this workshop is. This workshop is to help other women understand, like, yo, we all go through these things. We all have the same situations happen. We should come together and talk about it. And that's what Queens Liberation Workshop is all about.
Okay, good. That's a good lead into my next question. Tell us about this workshop. For those women that will come out to this workshop, what can they expect?
So in the workshop, women can expect just having a conversation. So we really dig into when was the first time they came on their period? When was the first time they had sex? What was it like for them? And for a lot of the women, they share stories in ways that are very particular. We do some writing, but most of the times it's us talking and us talking with each other. And we ask the question of, like, what does sexuality mean for you being a Black woman? And so a lot of them come away with these ideas of, I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one dealing with sexuality in this way or form. And you don't have to be straight. We talk about all sexualities. So this room is very open. It's for Black women, women that identify as women. We are here to hear you and understand what you're going through. And so what they can expect for the next couple of workshops is literally us telling those stories inside of a room that is safe. I don't like using safe all the time, but it's kind of like a brave space. We're giving you the courage to be in this space with us together and be brave to write down your story and to tell it out loud.
Okay. And so how many weeks is the workshop?
It's 3 weeks, three Thursdays in a row. And then we'll do a rehearsal because the ladies that are in the workshop will have an opportunity to perform November 12th. And you don't have to come to all three. It's three workshops, so you don't have to come to all three workshops. And it's from 5 to 7 at the Contemporary Arts Center for the workshops. And then the actual play will debut November 12th from 6 to 8 at the Contemporary Arts Center inside of the Black Box Theater.
Okay, and so will the women be performing poetry, skits? What, I mean, tell me about that. I don't know what's happening.
They will be performing their own poems. So it'll be their original pieces that they write inside of the workshops.
And you, I'm sure you'll be guiding and helping them along.
Yes, so it'll be, we also did workshops at the beginning of this year. So those poems will also be read again for this play as well. So we did the first play at the Season Good Pavilion in Eden Park over the summer. And then this is our second installment of the workshop and the play.
Okay. And so women that may be considering this, they're listening this morning, why should they come out and why should they be a part of this workshop?
Because we want to hear your stories. We need your stories. We need your voices. We need your voices to be heard. And so with the workshops, we empower you to share your story. And not to hold anything back when it comes to having sex and the empowerment there is with saying sex. Like, we all just giggled when we said the word sex. But as we all sit together, trust me, that giggle will go away and you will begin to like zone into your story and understand why you went through the things that you went through as a kid growing up. We go through all of that. And a lot of women leave healed during those processes. Like, wow, I never even thought to go back and remember those stories.
And so how empowering is it for women to share their stories, to go through this process, go through the workshop, and to be able to eventually perform their own piece of work on stage? That has to be very empowering, I would imagine.
Yes, it's very empowering. It gives them courage. It gives them a courage in a way where they might have shied away from talking about anything sexual. And then they're able to say, no, like, this is for me. This is mine. I own my body. This is my story. No one can take that away from you. And so being able to stand on stage and to take that power back is amazing. So that is the joy of Queen's Liberation, is to bring back that power in who you are.
All right. And the title of the show and the workshop is?
Queen's Liberation Story.
All right. And if our listeners would like to find out more, if they would like to join you guys in the workshop, if they would like to, more information about specific dates and things like that, how can they find out more, Desiree?
They can look at the Contemporary Arts Center website. Go to cincycac.org. Or you can look on Facebook and there is a posting about Queen's Liberation Story and workshop.
Thank you so much, Desiree, for taking time to talk to us.
Thank you for having me.
We've been speaking to Desiree Hosley. It's CoLab, a Queen's Liberation Story workshop and performance at the Contemporary Arts Center. Well, that's it for this edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. More information about the show, more information about our guests can be found on our Facebook page. Like us, visit us, and follow us at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook, or reach out to us on Instagram and Twitter at Rodney Lear on Air. I'm Rodney Lear. Until next week, be encouraged.
Listen to Sunday Morning Magazine no matter what day it is. Use your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear today.